Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Major breaking news! Florida State's gone to the Big 12! Now, what's the rest of the information, Jake?
So Florida State has joined the Big 12, but it's in beach volleyball. That's it.
So I saw this last night, and I'm like, all I said was Florida State joins the Big 12. And there's like a little football in the picture. So, of course, they're going to, you know, try to make you think it's football. I was like, I haven't seen it anywhere else. I don't know how credible this thing is. So I didn't think about it. This morning, I see it again, another place. So I texted you. I'm like, did Florida State join the Big 12? You're like, yeah, in beach volleyball. I was like, is that it? You're like, yes. I was like, oh. So if you couldn't tell all show, I've been kind of leading up to that. Context is king. Context matters. But let's have a little fun with it for a minute. What if Florida State did join the Big 12? Because I had multiple people tell me, and I don't want to say I don't believe. I find it so insanely hard to believe. The SEC and Big 10 aren't interested. I don't. In Clemson and Florida State. What? I know the SEC has Florida, and I know the SEC has South Carolina, but why wouldn't the Big Ten be interested? Why not go coast to coast to bottom southern coast? So I find it hard to believe, but I am consistently told this. So what if Florida State, Clemson, I know people want North Carolina, so I'll keep them out of this, but what if Florida State and Clemson went to the Big 12? The ACC falls apart 2031 when a lot of these deals end, TV contracts end. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it'd be, you know, obviously more of a competitive conference and more interesting and maybe have some more footing to kind of stand on, but it wouldn't put them on pace with the Big Ten or the SEC, you know, unless those programs really go off. And, but even still, I mean, you're only talking about a few there. Again, the big one out there is Notre Dame. If they join and then Notre Dame join, you know, then I think maybe you'd start having a conversation about some of the, you know, the big brand names in the Big 12, but it's going to be hard for the Big 12 to iron out any more of a spot than what they already have, which is clearly third, fourth conference. And as you said, the ACC probably more likely than not than the Big 12 to disintegrate. And that's huge news for the Big 12, who a few years ago, well, it looked like Texas and Oklahoma were going to join to the Pac-12, and the Big 12 was going to be the one that looked like the Pac-12 does now. And, you know, I don't know. Iowa State, Kansas State might look like Oregon State and Washington State. But, you know, so I think it's going to be, I mean, I don't really see a path for the Big 12 to ever be on pace with the Big 10 or SEC.
You think Notre Dame goes Big 10 or SEC one day if they ever join a conference? I mean, geographically, the Big 10 makes beyond sense. But just remember, Notre Dame's in the ACC. Let me get to both parts of this. The ACC, for some reason, part one, part two, and everything but football. Because that also makes no sense. So where do you think they would go? Would they go Big Ten or SEC if they go somewhere to a conference at one point?
Yeah, obviously there's historical rivalries in the Big Ten, and so you would hope that that would be the case. But obviously historical rivalries don't matter at all to the people making decisions. So it's going to be money and whoever can present the best opportunity for Notre Dame. And that's why they're still independent. They don't want to share a conference revenue with people when you can just sign a contract with NBC and run, you know, take all that money yourself. So I don't know. I don't know. You never want to say never because never is a long time, but it's hard to see the Notre Dame outside of somehow being forced by a commissioner or something, you know, with some sort of realignment going to a conference. But I'd say the Big Ten, if one or the other, I still say the Big Ten.
Remember when they played Michigan every year, Michigan State
every year?
They could have a great rivalry with Penn State.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino Hotel.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I doubt if we'd be invited back. We just take over their stadium again. That's okay. Thank you for the pity laugh. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like the fonder times we can remember there.
Then Notre Dame and USC could play every year as a Big Ten foe. Wouldn't have to cancel that series. I'm pausing because I've got a lot to say on Notre Dame, but we don't have a lot of time left. So I'm just not going to say a lot other than if I'm Notre Dame, as much as I don't like that they're not in a conference, I do understand. Like, they were one of the Final Four. They were in the national championship game, but they showed the Final Four teams last year, like Penn State, Notre Dame, Texas, and Ohio State. I think they all made like $20 million or something like that. Three of those four teams had to share it with the rest of their conference. One team got to keep it all. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. All right. We'll just chat about this for like 90 seconds because it won't be the first time. It won't be the last time. It's not even a bad thing. If people want the coaches you have, it's because they're good coaches. So Oklahoma State needs a new head coach. There's a few other colleges out there that do. I don't know that he's a front runner at this point at all, but Dana Holgerson's name has been brought up. There's no point in ducking it because it probably won't be the last time his name gets brought up. I say throw about $1 billion to him. Keep him here as our OC. Not my money. Easy to say. But I don't know. What are your thoughts on this and knowing that it's going to happen again at some point? If it's not Oklahoma State, somebody else, his name's just going to get brought up. And there's a long list of names, by the way. It's not like two or three names. It's like 10 to 15 to 20 names I've seen for these jobs. So that diminishes the chance. And I want the best for Dana, but I want the best for Dana here. Diminishes the chance of him leaving. But what are your thoughts on this, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, people that are hoping are, say, well, maybe he just likes being an offensive coordinator. Maybe this is, and that's what he's going to tell you. But you got to imagine, and if that's not the case, then he's going to eventually get a head coaching job. And again, like you said, that's going to be good for Nebraska. That's going to mean he's done well at Nebraska to reappear into those conversations. So Oklahoma State, he had an incredible year in 2010, 1 year as an offensive coordinator, and it's hard to forget of him on the Oklahoma State sideline. So, it's similar to here, replay the glory days. It might, reach back out to that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him get an opportunity. But again, I think it's successful. I mean, he's such a name and a successful offensive coordinator, offensive coach for the longest time. I hope that at some point he takes a head coaching job out of Nebraska, because that means you've optimized and got the best out of Dana Holgorsen while he's here.
It's a world where, you're not going to have George Darlingtons who are going to coach here for 30 plus years. At one point, the most tenured coaching staffs in the country was number one, Penn State with Joe Pa for so long. And right behind him at number two was Nebraska when I was being recruited in high school, because they used these in the recruiting pitches to me. Actually, number three was Oregon at the time with Mike Bellotti. Now, there was Penn State, there was Nebraska, there was a gap, then there was Oregon, then there was a gap in everybody else at that point in time. Obviously, the world's evolved and changed. Your coaches, they don't stay places as long anymore. I will say this. He's had a taste of the head coaching world. I hope he has the Chip Kelly mentality now. I just want to coach ball. I don't want to deal with all this BS. Let Matt Rhule deal with that BS. I just want to coach ball, and I just want to call plays. Chip Kelly left UCLA. By the way, it looks like a genius move now. Chip, but Dana, if you're listening, Chip won a national title at Ohio State. That was the highest paid OC in the NFL at $6 million a year. I'm just saying, stay here as our offensive coordinator. I'm just saying. The better things as an OC, my man. All right. Have a phenomenal day. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.